Tayo Cruz and Dynamite. It's Bob and Christine. Nearly Impossible Question is coming up. It takes ladies long times to make a decision. So we'll get into some of these decisions next with the NIQ.
Impossible.
It's not.
Confusion is a part of life.
Now, the nearly impossible question.
Okay, here we go. Your NIQ, Christine.
It takes the average woman about a week to make this decision.
A week?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Could be a lot of stuff.
Think
about all the decisions you have to make. This one takes a week.
Yes.
All right. Think about it. We'll give you 20 and we'll give you the answer. It's the Bronson and Christine Show. Good morning. To learn more, commercial-free music happens every weekday morning at 9:30. It's nonstop to start your workday at 92.1 The Coast.
Of you, oh.
All of me. That is John Legend. All right, here we go. The NIQ, Christine.
It takes the average woman about a week to make this decision.
Debbie, what do you think it is?
Change their hairstyle.
About a week to do that, huh?
To decide. Could be, but that's not the official answer. Sorry.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, so thanks, Debbie. Most answers are going to be along those lines.
Yes.
Of choosing whatever.
Special outfits,
yeah,
you know, that sort of thing. And that it's actually much deeper.
Deeper.
Mm.
So it's not where to go on vacation?
No.
Nah, it's not.
Mm-mm.
All right, think about it. We'll tell you what the answer is to this question. Here we go.
It takes the average woman about a week to make this decision.
Stevie Nicks, Don Henley together with Leather and Lace. All right, here we go. The nearly impossible question.
It takes the average woman about a week to make this decision.
I think it takes about a week to make a decision to end a relationship or break up with your partner.
Boom.
That's what it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. You did it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, don't break up with your significant other. That's it. Yeah, so it's breaking up with somebody.
A week, okay.
Just a week.
Maybe you haven't been together all that long. I don't know.
Maybe you just had a bad weekend and you're just mulling it over and it takes you that long to say, yeah, that's the final straw.
I don't know. It doesn't seem that long to me, but okay.
Yeah, that's it. Just a week. All right, that's the nearly impossible question. Back here Monday with another one. And more of the most music for your Fridays coming up. Stick around.
This report is brought to you by Fast Tracks.
White Rock, less talk. 92.1 The Coast.
Uncle Cracker just drifting away on a Friday. That's what we want to make your workday feel like today. Just drift away so you can get your life going into the weekend. Here's Billy Joel. So, I have a guilty pleasure. I think I got to see this Marvel Universe live show when it comes to town. It looks awesome. It's Spider-Man. These are for the kids. I mean, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man's going to be there. There's 15 of these guys. And one is Black Cat, which very attractive female heroine.
Yes.
So we don't know what her special powers are.
Yeah, we're just losing sleep over what Black Cat is all about. Yeah,
I did some research.
Thank you, Jamie.
Into, what her special powers are.
What are they? Yeah.
Her alter ego is Felicia Hardy.
Okay.
So that's her alter ego.
Yeah.
She's an expert burglar. She has superhuman sense of smell and night vision.
Well, she would.
She's a cat.
That's right.
She's an expert in martial arts with excellent gymnastic abilities.
Well, that's good.
Huh. And probability manipulation.
But
probability manipulation.
Oh, so she can manipulate problems and try to, you know, figure things out. That's good.
Black
Cat. Those are her skills.
Her partnership is with Spider-Man. That's where she first appeared.
Oh, Spider-Man's buddy.
Yes, from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Do you know Black Cat dates back? She first appeared in 1979.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. We just heard about her yesterday.
Bob looked her up and fell in love
with
the cartoon.
She's got latex and
cloth
things.
Yeah, that's good. Does she have hairballs? I don't think so.
Hopefully not.
Doesn't cough.
No, yeah.
Doesn't use a litter. I don't think in the box so much.
Bronson and Christine are back in a moment.